Hey everyone, and welcome back to Cyber Mornings Daily. Glad to have you with us for another deep dive. Today we're going to be looking at three stories that really highlight how interconnected and vulnerable our digital world can be. I mean, sometimes it feels like we're all just one click away from a total security meltdown.
Yeah, that's a feeling I know all too well.
So first up, we're talking about this critical flaw in NVIDIA software. Now you might be thinking, okay, NVIDIA, that's graphics cards, you know, for gamers, but actually it's much bigger than that. We're talking about software that powers some of the most powerful AI systems out there. And with this flaw, attackers could potentially hijack those systems.
It's a serious vulnerability for sure.
Next, we're going to be uncovering how North Korean hackers are using this surprisingly familiar trick to install backdoors on people's computers. And what's crazy is this technique has been around forever and it's still working. I bet some of you listening have even fallen for it at some point. No judgment here. Pretty clever.
You'd be surprised how often the simplest things still work.
And finally, we've got a story that's going to hit close to home for anyone who uses YouTube. Turns out there was a vulnerability that could have exposed the email addresses of millions of users, even those who were trying to stay anonymous. You want to know the scary part? It actually involved a combination of flaws in YouTube and Google Pixel Recorder. Talk about unexpected connections.
Yeah, it's a reminder that everyone is linked these days.
Okay, so let's unpack this first story about the NVIDIA flaw. To understand the potential impact here, I want you to imagine AI as a super-powered race car, right? It can process information at lightning speed, make decisions, even learn and adapt. Now, the NVIDIA software is like the engine control unit of that race car. You know, it's essential for everything to run smoothly. But in this case, there's a dangerous flaw in that control unit.
Right, this flaw, it's been given the technical name CVE-2024-0132, and it's found in NVIDIA's container toolkit. Essentially what it does is, it allows attackers to bypass all the security measures and gain what's called root access to the server that's running the AI application.
Root access, that sounds a little ominous. What exactly does that mean, you know, for the system and for the people using it?
Well, think of root access as having the master key to your house. You know, you can go anywhere, do anything. In this case, an attacker with root access could steal sensitive data, manipulate the AI models themselves, even use the compromise system to launch further attacks on other systems. It's a pretty serious vulnerability.
And what's really concerning is researchers actually discovered this vulnerability way back in September 2024, but they held off on releasing the details until very recently. I mean, on the one hand, that's responsible, right? You know, they didn't want to give attackers a blueprint for exploiting the flaw before people had a chance to patch their systems. But on the other hand, it makes you wonder just how many other vulnerabilities are out there, just lurking in the shadows waiting to be discovered. It's a bit unnerving, to say the least.
It is. This situation really highlights a dilemma in cybersecurity. You have to try to balance the urgency of alerting people with the risk of giving attackers a head start. It's a constant cat and mouse game. And unfortunately, there's no easy answer.
Definitely makes you think twice about hitting that update later button, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
This situation really underscores the importance of keeping your systems patched and up to date, especially those running AI applications. I mean, these systems are becoming increasingly attractive targets for attackers, and we need to make sure we're doing everything we can to protect them. All right, let's shift gears a bit and talk about our second story. This one involves North Korean hackers, a group known as Kimsuki, who are using this new tactic to target people working in international affairs and government agencies. You'd think with all the fancy hacking tools out there, they'd be using something super sophisticated, right? But guess what?
No, they're not. This new tactic is called ClickFix, and it's actually a pretty basic method that's been used by cybercriminals for ages. You wouldn't think a group like Kimsuki would scoop to something so simple, but hey, if it works, it works right.
I guess so. But it makes you wonder, why would a nation-state hacking group bother with something like ClickFix when they probably have access to much more advanced tools and techniques? It seems almost counterintuitive.
Well, the reason is pretty simple. It's effective. ClickFix exploits basic human psychology, our tendency to trust and follow instructions, even if they seem a bit off. And in a world where we're constantly bombarded with information and requests, it's easy to let our guard down.
Okay, so let's break this down for our listeners. How does ClickFix actually work? Walk us through the steps so we can all be more aware.
Sure. So in this particular campaign, the Kimsuki hackers are posing as South Korean government officials. That's their first step, building trust. They then send phishing emails that contain a malicious PDF file. Now, here's the thing. The PDF itself isn't actually the malware. It's more like a set of instructions. If you open the PDF and follow those instructions, you'll end up running a PowerShell command as an administrator on your computer.
PowerShell, that sounds pretty technical. I'm guessing most people wouldn't even know what that is, let alone how to run a command as an administrator.
You're right, most people wouldn't. And that's the beauty of ClickFix. From the attacker's perspective, the user unknowingly does all the technical work themselves. That PowerShell command, by the way, installs a remote access tool on the victim's computer, and that gives the attackers full control. They can steal files, monitor activity, even use the computer to launch attacks on others.
So here we have this sophisticated hacking group capable of all sorts of advanced cyber espionage, and they're resorting to a simple social engineering trick to compromise their targets. It's almost ironic, isn't it? It really highlights that no matter how advanced technology gets, human vulnerability will always be the weakest link in the chain.
Absolutely.
And that's why cybersecurity awareness training is so important. We need to be constantly educating ourselves and others about these kinds of tactics so we can avoid falling victim to them.
Couldn't agree more.
All right, well, ready to move on? To our final story for today, this one might make you think twice about how anonymous you really are online, especially on YouTube.
Oh, this is a good one. This is a good one.
Yeah.
So it turns out there were a pair of vulnerabilities that, when combined, could have allowed someone to unmask the email address of any YouTube user. It's pretty unsettling.
Wait, anyone, even if you're using a pseudonym or trying to keep your identity private?
Yeah, even then, it's all because of this unique identifier that Google uses. It's called a Gaia ID. This ID is basically like your digital fingerprint across all of Google's services.
So that's one piece of the puzzle. But how does this Gaia ID lead to someone figuring out your actual email address?
So the first vulnerability allowed someone to figure out your Gaia ID just by visiting your YouTube channel. You didn't have to do anything. Just having a public profile was enough. Then a second vulnerability, this time in Google Pixel Recorder's API, could be used to take that Gaia ID and convert it into an email address.
Wow. I never would have thought a recording app on a phone could be used to uncover email addresses. That's a bit creepy, to be honest. Really shows how interconnected these seemingly separate systems are. What other unexpected connections might exist between the apps and services we use every day? It's mind-boggling.
It is, and it highlights just how important data privacy is. It's not just about keeping your password safe. It's about understanding how all the pieces of information you share online, even seemingly insignificant one, can be combined and used in ways you might never expect.
This could have impacted millions of users, right? Not just casual YouTube viewers, but people who rely on anonymity for their safety or their work. Journalists, activists, whistleblowers. This could have had serious consequences for a lot of people.
Absolutely. Thankfully, Google has since patched both of these vulnerabilities, and they've even increased the bug bounty reward for the researchers who discovered them.
That's good to hear. It's reassuring to know that companies like Google are taking these threats seriously and incentivizing ethical hacking. I mean, in this case, it could have prevented a real disaster.
Oh, definitely. Definitely could have. And it just goes to show that we need more people looking for these vulnerabilities and reporting them responsibly. It's a critical part of keeping the digital world safe.
So we've covered three very different stories today. A flaw in AI software. A nation-state hacking group using a simple social engineering trick. And a vulnerability that could have unmasked millions of YouTube users. They seem pretty distinct on the surface. But I have a feeling there's a common thread running through them all. What do you think?
You're right. There is a connection. It's all about recognizing that vulnerabilities can exist anywhere, whether we're talking about cutting-edge AI systems or the social media platforms we use every day. There's always a potential for things to go wrong. And as our lives become more and more intertwined with technology, the stakes only get higher.
That's a sobering thought. So what can we do about it? How can we protect ourselves in a digital world that seems increasingly vulnerable?
That's the million-dollar question. I think it's about adopting a mindset of cybersecurity awareness, understanding that it's not just about having the latest antivirus software or using strong passwords. It's about being informed, being proactive, and constantly evaluating our digital habits.
I love that. Evaluating our digital habits. So easy to just click on links, download files, share information without really thinking about the potential consequences.
It is. And that's what attackers are banking on. They're counting on our complacency, our willingness to take shortcuts, to trust without verifying.
So if we want to stay ahead of the game, we need to be more mindful, more skeptical, more discerning about how we interact with the digital world.
Exactly.
And that's what we're here to help you do. Every day we're bringing you the latest news, insights, and advice on how to navigate the ever-evolving landscape of cybersecurity.
We're in this together.
And we're not just talking about protecting yourself from hackers and cyber criminals. It's about protecting your privacy, your data, your digital identity in a world where these things are increasingly valuable and vulnerable.
That's right.
So stay tuned. We'll be right back after a quick break with more on how you can stay safe and informed in the digital age.
We'll be right here.
Welcome back to Cyber Mornings Daily.
We're ready to dive back in.
You know, as we've been discussing these three stories, it's really struck me that they all kind of highlight this idea of layers in cybersecurity.
Layers, yeah. It's a great analogy. Think of it like a fortress.
Okay, I like that. I'm picturing it. Thick walls and moat guards at the gate. So what's the cybersecurity equivalent?
Well, you got your technical defenses first, firewalls, antivirus software, intrusion detection systems.
Okay, those are like the walls and the moat.
Exactly. But then on top of that, you also need things like strong passwords, multi-factor authentication, regular software updates.
So those are like the DARs, right? Making sure only authorized personnel get in.
Exactly. And then you've got what we could call the human element. Things like user education security awareness training.
Okay, so that's like having scouts out, looking for signs of trouble before it even reaches the fortress.
Yeah, that's a great way to think about it.
So the key takeaway here is that no single layer is impenetrable.
Right.
Meaning if one layer fails, it's not game over.
Exactly. That's why we talk about defense in depth. You want multiple layers of protection. So even if an attacker gets past one, they're immediately met with another and another.
This is making a lot of sense. Let's apply this to our three stories. Let's take the NVIDIA flaw, for example. Scary stuff, right?
Definitely.
But if you have strong access controls in place, if you're monitoring for any suspicious activity, you can really minimize the damage, even if an attacker manages to exploit that flaw.
Yeah, that's a perfect example. And with something like ClickFits, even though it preys on human nature, having good security awareness training can be incredibly effective.
So you're saying the human firewall is just as important as the technical ones?
Absolutely. Train your users to spot phishing emails, to think twice before clicking on links, to verify requests that seem even slightly suspicious, and you drastically reduce the risk of falling victim to those kinds of attacks.
Makes sense. And what about the YouTube email leak? What layers could have prevented something like that from happening?
Well, on the technical side, Google clearly had some vulnerabilities that needed patching.
Yeah, and they did fix them, thankfully.
Yes, they did. But this story also highlights the importance of data minimization.
Data minimization, meaning what exactly?
It means don't collect more data than you need. If those services didn't have access to those email addresses in the first place, the leak would have been nearly as impactful.
Yeah, that's a really good point. So what does this all mean for our listeners? What's the big takeaway from today's deep dive?
I think the biggest takeaway is this. Cybersecurity is a journey, not a destination. It's not something you just set and forget. It's about constantly adapting, learning, and improving your defenses.
So being vigilant but not paranoid?
Exactly. And it's about recognizing that we all have a role to play. Individuals, organizations, governments, we all need to work together to make the digital world a safer place.
So be informed, be proactive, and stay safe out there.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Welcome back to Cyber Mornings Daily.
Always great to be back.
So, you know, we've talked about a lot today, but one thing that's really stuck with me is this idea of cybersecurity as a shared responsibility. We can't just rely on tech companies or governments to keep us safe online. We all have a part to play.
Absolutely. It's about individuals taking steps to protect themselves. It's about organizations implementing strong security measures. And it's about governments creating policies that promote cybersecurity and hold bad actors accountable.
You know, it's like that old saying, it takes a village.
It really does. And in this case, the village is the entire digital world.
So what are some practical things our listeners can do to be more proactive about their own cybersecurity?
Well, first and foremost, be aware of the threats. Stay informed about the latest scams and vulnerabilities. We talk about them on the show all the time. But there are also tons of great resources online.
Yeah, and don't be afraid to ask questions. If something seems suspicious or you're not sure about something, reach out to your IT department or a trusted security professional.
Exactly. And don't be embarrassed to admit that you might not know everything about cybersecurity. None of us do. It's a constantly evolving field.
So true. It's like a never-ending game of cat and mouse.
It really is.
But even small steps can make a big difference.
Absolutely. Things like using strong passwords, enabling multi-factor authentication, and keeping your software up to date. These are all simple but effective ways to improve your security posture.
And don't forget about those social engineering tricks like we talk about with ClickFix. Think before you click. Verify requests that seem suspicious. And never give out personal information unless you're absolutely sure who you're dealing with.
Oh, great advice.
You know, at the end of the day, cybersecurity is all about managing risk.
That's it.
We can't eliminate risk entirely, but we can take steps to minimize it.
Exactly. And by working together, we can create a more secure and resilient digital world.
I think that's a great note to end on. So be informed, be proactive, and as always, stay safe out there.
And we'll see you back here tomorrow for another deep dive into the world of cybersecurity.
On Cyber Mornings Daily, CT61.